right now it is indeed my funked up pleasure to introduce to you, from the silver screen to HD to Blu-ray, tell me what I say. Let's hear it for Samuel L. Jackson, a.k.a. Sammy J. Put your hands together.
Let me drop a little knowledge about how I got from Chattanooga, Tennessee to big city, L.A. When I was a kid, when I got up in the morning, that was music in my house. Now the whole gang of us walked to school together. We would grab each other up from house to house. Every house had its own beat. And that beat would carry us in our books all the way down the street. We used to have this thing they call devotion, where we had to do the Lord's Prayer, pledge allegiance to the flag, sang America the Beautiful. But once we'd done that, the teacher would let us pick a song that we wanted to sing. We would always pick something cool. You imagine a class of about 30 little brothers and sisters singing Peanut Butter. Or doing background to our lead singer of the class, Aquanetta Butts, as she sang, "This is dedicated to the one I love," and we win. Oh, that made the day so much better. We could learn and learn, learn and burn. As we got a little older, I think I bought my first 45. I think it was Mama said that the days like this, Smokey was my man. Then that was the Duke of Earl, Ike and Tina, of course, James Brown. I learned to do the slob, the funky chicken, the twist. I was a dancing. And I was certainly turning the mother out. I felt like I was gonna live forever. The music just made me so strong. I got to college, things started to grooving even better. Marvin Gaye laying it on us, making us feel all political. I grew my hair long, had my fro, my army fatigue jacket, fists in the air, stoked it, rap, all the brothers. Things were starting to make sense, and nonsense. I met brothers coming from Vietnam, didn't even know where that was. They said, "If you don't stay in school, man, you're gonna end up in the war." I was already in a war of equality. Little did I know, the war was just beginning. Got kind of hip to what we was trying to do, and they decided we're gonna put an end to this. They took all the weed off the street, took all the acid off the street, and all they left was death, the White House. We rode it, and we rode it hard. But when that wasn't enough, they brought in that girl. Oh, Lord, that girl. We love that girl.